Thank you, Pastor Lori, for that good word. I get myself scheduled here so that I am all together. It's a great privilege to be with you. I have a shepherd's staff. It's a walking stick here. I don't need it at the moment, but I want to use this as a shepherd's prop for throughout the message that I am giving, providing to us. Thank you to the church board for the privilege of coming. Let me give you a little bit of background to this particular day. And I trust that as you hear my introductory words and speaking from God's word, that you will be encouraged about this particular next step. As I've worked with your excellent church board and your highly esteemed senior pastor, Pastor Keith. My journey in Bishop comes, I grew up in the Brethren in Christ Church. I'm going to actually in the message have four names that I'm going to be utilizing as I get to the message. I have an eye on the time. This has just been a wonderful morning with full of good kinds of things. And I also know that food is coming, but the food is close by, and so that's really good. The travel time we all have to the food is not bad at all. I grew up in South Central Pennsylvania in the Brethren in Christ Church. My home congregation was the Mount Rock Brethren in Christ Church in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, which is near Gettysburg. That's where I grew up. I met Carol, my wife, and Carol is here. I met her at Messiah College, that's now Messiah University, and we went to Asbury Theological Seminary. I'll speak a bit about the esteemed Ashland Theological Seminary here, and then went back to Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, which is even closer to Gettysburg, on the southern border of Pennsylvania, halfway across the state between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. And we spent 13 years there pastoring. And then we traveled to Southern California to pastor a Brethren in Christ Church in Chino, California. It's called the Gateway Community Church. It's now Gateway Charis, a Brethren in Christ Church. It's a joint congregation. An Asian congregation came together with the Gateway congregation. It's just a wonderful setting. We were there for 25 years, and 6 years ago moved back to this area. We live near Dayton, Ohio, and Huber Heights is where the church offices are. And it's kind of in the center of where we need to go in the conference to serve as bishop of the Great Lakes Conference. So I've watched bishops in my pastoral ministry for 38 years. And bishops have way too much to do. And I am aware of that. When we moved, I started in August of 2016, and in May, Carol and I came back to this area into the Dayton area to find housing. And our first contact was to drive here to Ashland Seminary, where Dr. Matt Lewis was on staff. He was teaching there. I wanted to talk to Matt. I had in my mind the story of Jethro and Moses. You remember that story comes out of Exodus 18, where there was a whole long line of people morning to night needing to talk to Moses. And his father-in-law, Jethro, says, Moses, this is not going to be good. You're going to wear out. And you need to spread out the responsibilities, select leaders. And that was on my mind and heart. And Matt volunteered to provide coaching to me for 4 months. And this was really a major issue. I was interested in having some persons assist in the work that Pastor Lori spoke about in terms of assessments of church boards and pastors, midterm and end of term. We have as a mission of the conference to bless all the families of the earth. And it's thrilling to hear the variety of ways in which you're doing this as a congregation. You're thinking about that. It's just neat to hear. And Peter Drucker, organizational guru, has these words which I've taken, wanting us to expand in competency, three C's, how we do things better, capacity, how we do more, and connections, how we are reading, who we're meeting, who we're being taught by, expanding those kinds of things. And inviting the executive assistant to the bishop to have church boards think about that and pastors. And so my first person to talk to was Pastor John Weaver at the Pleasant Hill, Ohio, Brethren in Christ Church. And I did the same thing with his board and congregation that I'm doing here. So 6 years ago, I was at the Pleasant Hill congregation, and John and the church board of the congregation, John was agreed to be the executive assistant to the bishop. At that time, shortly thereafter, we also brought Dr. Matt Lewis on board as director of practical theology and mission. Delighted to have Laura here this morning. And he had kind of a broader assignment. 1 year after Pastor John Weaver began, early 60s, he collapsed and died. I remember it was June 2018, and Matt and John and I were, it was a Tuesday, we were at a restaurant, and it was neat to kind of anticipate what God was doing among us. Thursday, Carol and I were driving to Buffalo, New York, and I got a call that John had collapsed, and about an hour later, that he had died. Those are hard kind of situations. So I asked Matt eventually then to come and take John's assignments. He kept the same title, Director of Practical Theology and Ministry, but invited Matt to come and do what John had been doing, because those were needed kinds of things to happen. And he has done so well. And you know him. I mean, you know Dr. Matt. He's just an insightful brother. He has lots of experience in the church. And so he's carried on for 5 years doing that. And he let me know that he would be coming to the conclusion at the end of July of that service. He says, Lori has followed me all my life, and we really need to consult together about the next chapters of our lives. That's what he told me, Lori. He just said, you got a good husband there. And so we worked with that, and I began to think about who might fill that role next, and immediately thought of Pastor Keith. And you know your brother, pastor, one who loves God, loves the church, is respected in the Great Lakes Conference, and will be welcomed among church leadership as that happens. And I'm convinced that it will be an excellent time for the congregation, in addition to Pastor Keith's own experience, and in addition to the work that will be benefiting the conference. And I want to speak to that in prompt kinds of ways, and I'm going to keep my shepherd's staff close at hand, and we're speaking from Joshua chapter 1, where God indicates in verse 3 that I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Now that's a significant kind of promise. That word, I will give you that every place that your feet go. The first two names I've already mentioned, John Weaver, Matt Lewis, persons that have helped the Great Lakes Conference to take steps to be missional continually. 41 missional points across 7 states: Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee. And we heard this morning from our brother John that people more and more don't naturally come to this place, a place of church. We have to figure out ways to be community-minded and connect to people. And what a fascinating combination. Every place you step, Great Lakes Conference, I will give you. Ashland, Brethren in Christ Church, every step where you go, I will give you that. And it's been always the whole world. In this text, he says, from Lebanon to, it'll extend from the desert to Lebanon, the south, the desert, it's a big desert, to Lebanon in the north, and from the Euphrates, which is in what we know as Iraq now, all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. The scripture has always been the whole known world. That's where I want you to go. And one of the things that will happen in this kind of transition is a refocus on mission every place we go, missionally. Secondly, he's with us in transition. Verse 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. My second name, Gladys Geisman. You won't know her. She was in the Fairview Avenue Brethren in Christ Church, our first church that we pastored. Just a wonderful, lovely woman of God. She was a servant. And we had an interest in developing shepherds, kind of life group leaders, as you will. And so we developed that. Ahead of that time, we had a good deacon group, but we wanted to make the spans of care smaller. And so we developed shepherds, and I remembered who took care of different groups, and I heard that Gladys's shepherd had visited her, and the word got back to me that it went very well. And I confess that my first instinct was, ooh, I wasn't the person to bless her by my visit. And then I remembered, oh, that's why we had it in the first place. It was the transition to additional shepherds to make sure that we're doing kind of like the Jethro Moses kind of thing. And what God says about transitions is, I will be with you. Like I was with Moses, I will be with you. And in this transition, he's going to be with us. Matt Lewis, John Weaver, Gladys Geisman. The last word I want to remind us all about, be strong and very courageous. And be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. And this name is Luke Kiefer, but it's not junior, but senior. I know that Dr. Luke Kiefer Jr. has been a noble name in this congregation and in Ashland Theological Seminary. I've had the privilege of connecting with Luke across the years prior to his death, and I honor him. But I want to talk to you about his father, Luke Kiefer Sr. My parents set me up to hear him well. I would hear him at Roxbury Holiness Camp when he would speak. He was an erect fellow, white hair, spoke with correct English, and was known as an excellent Bible teacher, substantive. And it may be where Luke Jr. got a fair amount of his excellent theological strength as well. And so I would hear him, and I enjoyed it as well. I remember him when I was a pastor, and I think this might have been at a general assembly, they called it general conference then. He spoke there, and I remember he spoke from Zechariah 4. And I love the prophets, and I was just interested that he tackled the prophets and that text, which is not by might nor by power, and it has trees and oil and lamps and so forth. So one time as a young pastor, I was at Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. I decided that I would like to call up Luke Kiefer Sr. He had a church north of Harrisburg. It's called the Free Grace Brethren in Christ Church. And I asked him if I could spend 3 days with him. And I don't know how often this happened, but he said yes. And so I went to his home. 3 days, 2 nights with Luke Sr. and his wife, Martha. And wonderful time. I just wanted to be with him. And I remember one day we were traveling to, I think we were visiting a retirement center. And as we were driving down the road, Luke driving, I in the passenger seat, he pointed across the road. On out ahead, there was a field and then a stand of trees. And he said, you see those stand of trees? I saw angels standing there one time. You know, here's Luke Kiefer Sr., a godly man. I believe him. I believe he saw the angels of God there. I don't know what all the circumstance was. But I want to remind you, Ashland Brethren in Christ Church, that there's a kind of a a shepherd's staff strength to, well, this is an essential matter to have as a shepherd, the staff or a stick. An essential matter for God's people is that we be strong and courageous and we keep close to God's word. I thought, how old was Luke Kiefer when I asked, senior, when I asked to visit him? I don't know. He may have been my age now. He may have been. And I want you to know, I believe your pastor, I know I want to, I believe you as well, want to be the kind of people who have the essential qualities that we want to be strong and courageous in the mission of God, and we want to stay close to the word of God that keeps us missional. And so I bless you, friends. I bless you. John Weaver and Matt Lewis have been tremendous blessings to the Great Lakes Conference. And Pleasant Hill Congregation has been a great blessing because they released their pastor to expand his ministry. And your church board has taken a, I don't know if it's a risk, but they have been forward-looking and said, Bishop Lynn, we think this is a good thing. And I am delighted with their response. And I believe with you that God is going to be blessing as we take steps to be missional. He gives us that land, gives us that territory. And that includes this congregation as well. I invite you to pray with me. Oh, Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of John Weaver, Matt Lewis, God of Gladys Geisman, Luke Kiefer Sr., may your mighty, wonderful blessings rest upon Pastor Keith, this new assignment, this congregation, as together they follow after you, and we follow together after you.